CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And in the booth today, we have Nadine Fafard and Melody Weller. And they are from the Sherbrooke Women's Connection. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, would you like to tell us about the Sherbrooke Women's Connection? What is it exactly?
We have a group of ladies that come once a month on the second Thursday of the month. And we meet at the ANAF, the Hut.
The Hut. Mm-hmm.
And we have a program for them. There's no membership. They pay their $7. And it goes towards the program, which pays for our inspirational speaker. And we have features and live music mostly. And the Hut ladies, the ladies auxiliary, make the food. Mm-hmm. And we have light refreshments.
Sounds like a nice time. Okay, yes. Now you said this organization has been existing for over 50 years. It just had a different name for a while?
Yes, it was under the name Sherbrooke Christian Women's Club.
Okay, and you're affiliated with the RSVP Ministries?
Yes. RSVP Ministries is an organization that's based in Canada, and it's is a Canadian Christian charity that invites you to faith, inspires you to grow, and challenges you to invest in others. Across Canada, there's different groups all across Canada, BC, Edmonton, Alberta, Nova Scotia. There is our group in Sherbrooke, Quebec, and
the one and only?
The one and only. And it's been going for over 50 years. It's a great organization. They're actually going international with this organization. It's a great time for ladies to get together. It inspires women to fellowship with each other. All the comments that we get from the ladies is that they always have a good time, and they enjoy the music, and they enjoy hearing about some aspects of faith that women have gone through, and stories of what other women have journeyed through in their lives. So women who come to speak have had gone through divorce, they've gone through losing a child, they've gone through
looking for the perfect man.
Mm-hmm. And so it's really inspirational for other women to hear these stories and see that there is another side. There is you can overcome these things. And so we invite women, and these women are trained to speak in front of people and audiences, and it gives them also an opportunity to share their journey with other women. So it helps those women develop confidence when they speak, and it also, for the women who receive it, like, it gives them
a hope
that they might be going through the same thing, and being able to express that.
That's very important. It's almost like a support group too, a bit, mm-hmm. Eh?
Yes.
Okay, so every month you have a different speaker. That's one of the highlights of the meeting.
Yes.
Someone who's gone through a journey. And where did the speakers come from? All over Canada?
Yes, we've had speakers primarily from Ontario because it's closer for them to travel. But we've had speakers from our local community come and speak. Mm-hmm. We've had a speaker, planning to have a speaker come from the U.S., whomever is registered or has been trained by RSVP Ministries, mm-hmm. The approval of them or to come to speak.
Okay, so RSVP Ministries, it's Christian faith. Can you tell me a little bit more about the RSVP Ministries? Or?
Well, they're expanding and they're trying to reach out to all different people, especially men now too. And they've had a film series that they've developed, and we've played some of the films at our own group in place of a speaker, where it's maybe 10 minutes long, and then there's questions, and you get to know each other afterwards.
Okay, that sounds nice.
And they have also different types of groups. Some groups are like our group. Some groups are completely different. They may do activities together and then have a time to to get to know each other. And then there's, well, because it's a Christian-based organization, they do have Bible studies and other growth tools to use.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, could I ask how you got involved, Nadine?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was a young mother at that time, believe it or not. My children are all grown up. I was living in Richmond, Quebec, and ladies that I knew from my church were going, and they invited me to come. We had a carload of ladies, and that's how I got to know the group. It was in the old hotel that's now demolished, where Cora is. It used to be in the place where they had a bar and a big hall, so that was nice. And then we moved to the golf club. So, yeah, I always enjoyed and getting going and being inspired and meeting other ladies that were encouraging to each other and just a time out to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you're a mom, you're working all the time with your kids or at home or at your job or you're going to school or whatever maybe in your life, and you just need a break. And it's just like a break for the whole morning.
Good. Did you meet a lot of friends through this organization?
Well, I met the ladies. I mean, the ladies, I got to know them better, mm-hmm. the ones that I was with. But once I got onto the leadership team, I did some speaking in the front. I never spoke in front of people before, and it made me more confident to speak in front of other people. And as I've been going there, yes, I meet hundreds of ladies, to believe it or not, before Facebook.
Okay, good for you.
Facebook is great for meeting people, but this was live, meeting people live.
Oh, good for you. And you, Melody, how did you get involved?
I had a really, really good friend, kind of another motherly lady that was mm-hmm. in my life. She was very much a mentor for me, mm-hmm. and she invited me to come to one of the meetings. And I just felt, at the meeting, I felt I wanted to participate somehow. So there was this Connect card that they pass out at the meeting and asks, is this your first time? Have you dedicated your life to Jesus? And do you want to participate in a Bible study? One was like, do you want to volunteer or help? And I said, I wanted to help. So, and then after that, well, they invited me to come on board and to work with the prayer part mm-hmm. first. And then they asked me to see about stepping up to do some leadership.
Okay, good for you. Now, if I understand, it's not any particular religion, it's non-denominational.
No.
And you don't need to belong to any specific religion.
No, we welcome all people.
Okay.
You do not have to be a Christian. That's mm-hmm. why our name used to be Sherbrooke Christian Women's Club, and it's not a club. You don't have to join. There's no membership, and it's not just for Christians. It's for everyone who wants to be inspired.
Okay, good for you. So it's now the Sherbrooke Women's Connection, is
yes,
that right?
Yes.
And can we, you talked to me about before the interview, it's going to be a few changes this
winter?
There
is going to be a few changes. In February, we're talking about going to the new Grace Village mm-hmm. Venue, and there we're going to involve men also, men and women who are residents, and also invite the community to be participating. So that's in February, and then as a result, we will change our name from Sherbrooke Women's Connection to just plain Sherbrooke Connection, and so we'll be involving both men and women.
Okay, good for you. Now, it's not just the residents of Grace Village, it's all
open
men and
community.
Women in the community too.
Yes.
So I guess you're going to have a big place there, enough for people.
They have a wonderful new venue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it can be divided into a smaller room, or if happens that we get lots more people, I'm pretty sure we can open up the curtain and there'll be refreshments and a great time.
Good. Now, you meet once a month. Any particular day?
It's always the second Thursday of mm-hmm. the month mm-hmm. in the morning.
Okay.
Is our meeting time from 9:30 to 11
mm-hmm.
at the, and right now it's at the hut location mm-hmm. for this year.
Mm-hmm.
But next year, since we're going to change venues, we're going to be meeting at the Grace Village.
That's February.
In February 2018.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Now it's just $7, and that's for the speaker, and sometimes you have other people. Sometimes you have a small movie too, and just to get together and some refreshments. So that's a really cheap price for all that.
Yes. We also have live music, and we also then invite to have a feature from the local community. Mm-hmm. So
usually a small business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or sometimes we'll have like women in the community. One woman is a seamstress, so she she makes her own handbags. So she brought her handbags, and she was able to sell her products. And
person that's an organizer, giving us tips on organizing. Even myself, I was a feature one time with my bed and breakfast, and giving tips on how you can be hospitable to people, or if you want to start a bed and breakfast, how to start one.
Oh, nice. Good. So it's a little bit of everything there.
Try to meet the interests of the ladies that are attending.
Promoting local business. That's nice.
Yes.
So the next meeting will be?
November 9th, Thursday at 9:30 a.m. at the Hut.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have a local business, small business. And the speaker will be talking about what you want to leave as your legacy. And so there'll be sensible ideas for everyone at that next meeting.
Okay, great. Now, if somebody wants to find out some more information, you said you had a Facebook page?
Yes, we're on Facebook as Sherbrooke Women's Connection. And also they can call Pauline at 819-563-8061 or email us at sherbrookewc@yahoo.ca.
Okay, those are good ways to get in touch. Mm-hmm. And you welcome new members. So if somebody is interested, they just want to go and see what it's all about, they're welcome to come to the next meeting.
Yes.
Good. Anything else you'd wanted to mention before we go?
Well, if they want to find out more about RSVP Ministries, they can go to rsvpministries.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, ladies, and all the best.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.